Wednesday bookmark on Family Radio CHRI. Discover great books that will encourage your faith, impact your life, and possibly provide you with a new outlook on life. The Wednesday bookmark is brought to you by BooksForChrist.com, Canada's online discount Christian bookstore. BooksForChrist.com.
Joining us this week for the Wednesday bookmark is Shannon Popkin. Shannon is a wife, mom, speaker, teacher, and a leader of small group studies. She's also a contributing blogger for TrueWoman.com and has also blogged for several years at ControlGirl.com. I'm going to talk this morning about her very first book. It's called Control Girl, Lessons on Surrendering Your Burden of Control from Seven Women in the Bible. So appreciate your time this morning, Shannon.
Thanks so much for having me.
You tell a pretty interesting story, actually, about how you first realized you even had a problem with control. The sin beneath the sin. Tell us that story.
Sure, yeah. I would say for many years, I didn't know control was my problem. I thought anger was my real problem, and clearly anger was a problem in my life. I was losing my temper and asking people to hold me accountable and praying about my anger. And then one day I was driving in the car, and I was listening to Dee Breslin on the radio. She was talking about how there are these deeper sins, like she called it the sin beneath the sin. So there are these surface-level sins, and she named like anger or anxiety, and then there are these deeper sins. And she named the sin of control, and in an instant, I knew that was my problem. And so I started at that point kind of connecting my surface-level sins. So like when I would start to get angry or get anxious or start to obsess or fear over something, I started asking myself these questions like, okay, Shannon, what are you trying to control here? What do you feel like you are losing control of? And just connecting those two together has been really helpful. And oh my goodness, I am seeing all the time that control is at the root of some of these other struggles in my life.
You examine the lives of seven biblical women in the book: Eve, Sarah, Hagar, Rebecca, Leah, Rachel, and Miriam. Why approach the book in this way? Like, why not just write a book about control, but instead to dig down inside the lives of these biblical characters?
Yeah, I think that they've made so many mistakes we can avoid, right? And I think by examining their stories, God gave us the Bible that we could learn from other people and their interactions with God. And so by looking into these stories of other women who've struggled with control, there's so much that we can glean for ourselves. We can look at their story as warnings. We can look for lessons about God. We can see how he responded to them when they were trying to take control. We can just kind of understand our own control problem. It's easier to get perspective on our lives when we look at their lives and see how they were overbearing, or they were making a big deal about something that God already had control of. And so, yeah, I think by looking at them, there's so much we can learn for ourselves.
Absolutely. Let's touch on a couple of these women as time permits. Talk for a second about Eve, since it all begins with her. What do we learn about control from her story?
Sure. Eve, I think it's so interesting that God put this tree in the middle of the garden. You know, because when I don't want my kids to have something, I don't put it in the middle of the table or a counter. I tuck it away where they can't see it. And I think that this tree represented God asking, are you going to surrender to me? As you enjoy the rest of this garden, are you going to let me be in control, ultimately have control? And Eve didn't let God have control. She reached out and took the fruit. And so I call her the first control girl. And then God spoke this curse, you know, over man and woman. And so the words God said to Eve were, your desire will be for your husband. Or the New Living Translation says, you will desire to control your husband. And so we see her taking control and then God saying, okay, you're going to take control. I'm going to let you be controlling. That's this curse that you're going to live under. And so for me, understanding that was like being diagnosed with this degenerative disease. Like, oh my goodness, that is my problem. That's why I'm trying to control everything, because I'm still living under the same curse that Eve introduced to our world.
Of these seven control girls in the Bible that you talk about, you've said that Rachel surprised you the most. Why would you say that?
Yeah, I was so excited to study Rachel's life because, you know, here's this beautiful woman who her husband worked 14 years just to have her. She was the favored daughter. And I thought she kind of lived this charmed life. But Rachel's not very charming. Scene after scene after scene in her story, she's really kind of ugly. And I look at Rachel's life, you know, she wanted to have children. She wanted to have lots of children. That was her goal. I want to say to her, you know, as she's pacing back and forth, agonizing over this empty crib, I want to say, Rachel, like, you get to be the mom of Joseph. You get to be one of the mothers of the nation of Israel. Like, you get this really significant role in God's story. And I want to say that to her, but then I need to turn that back on myself. You know, I have these big grand ideas for my own life. And if only I could settle myself and just be content with, like, I get to be part of God's story. He's doing something through my life. And he's in control. He's working out all of the details. And if I can just relax and be content and settled in the role that he has for me to play, oh, so much more peace will come into my life.
Well, we're talking this week for the Wednesday Bookmark with Shannon Popkin. The book is called Control Girl, Lessons on Surrendering Your Burden of Control from Seven Women in the Bible. One especially tricky area is control and parenting. And you talk about the hold and fold principle. Share more on that with us.
Sure. So if we divide life into two categories, what we can control and what we can't, I suggest we have a hold and fold principle. So what ultimately can we control? Isn't it just basically ourselves, right? So we need to hold responsibility for ourselves. And with everything else, we need to fold our hands and surrender to God, especially with other people. But parenting is tricky because, you know, we can't just lay our little newborn baby down and say, I surrender, you know, my baby to the Lord. No, there's some responsibility there. We need to hold responsibility with a newborn baby. They have no control, and we have all control. And so we need to be responsible in the way that we parent. But then gradually, they get a little bit older, and they can do more for themselves. By the time they're an adult, we need to be completely folding our hands and surrendering them over to God. We've done our part. And then there are all these in-between times, right? So as a newborn, we're holding responsibility. As an adult, we're folding. And then all the years in between, we're kind of going back and forth between hold and fold. And we need a lot of wisdom in that process.
That's a good way to think about it, though. You make the point that a lot of women struggle with a controlling mom or a mother-in-law. So my question on that front, Shannon, is how can a younger woman avoid becoming the sort of mom or mom-in-law that their daughter or daughter-in-law might complain about someday?
Oh, isn't that a great question? None of us want to be a burden to our families, and yet sometimes that's exactly what we become. And so rather than focusing on these other women in our lives and how they're stressing us out, I think God really wants us to examine our own hearts and examine which way are we headed with life. Are we insisting on having our way? Are we vying after control in the various areas of our life? Or are we consistently, day by day by day, surrendering both the little things in life that we would like to control and the bigger things? If we have a heart of surrender, we're not going to become a burdensome, older, controlling woman. We'll become little by little, more like Jesus. Jesus was the one who said, not my will, but yours be done. That's the kind of women that we want to become.
What's your advice, more generally speaking, Shannon, on dealing with a controlling family member, let's say? Is it healthy to just acquiesce to a controlling person's demands, to confront them directly on their issues, or take some other approach entirely?
You know, I find that when I try to control another controlling woman, I just become more like her. And that's, you know, that's not what I want to be. So rather than trying to control this other controlling woman, I think God most wants me to deal with my own heart, struggling with my own, I want to conquer her, she wants to conquer me. God wants me to lay that down. Now, I don't think that it's ever a good idea to cave into someone else's sins. I think we have to learn how to find good boundary lines. But most importantly, I think God wants us to deal with our own controlling hearts when we are faced with a difficult person in our lives.
Well, this book is designed to be read one lesson at a time, so you have a chance to digest and apply the lessons that you're learning through the lives of these seven women. Again, the book is called Control Girl, Lessons on Surrendering Your Burden of Control from Seven Women in the Bible. Shannon Popkin, the author and our guest this week for the Wednesday Bookmark. Thanks for your time this morning, Shannon.
Thanks so much for having me.
The Wednesday Bookmark on Family Radio CHRI. To hear this interview again or to discover other great books, visit chri.ca. The Wednesday Bookmark is brought to you by booksforchrist.com, Canada's online discount Christian bookstore. At booksforchrist.com, receive free shipping on orders of $49 or more. Visit booksforchrist.com today. Save on books, Bibles, church and ministry resources, and so much more. Proudly Canadian. booksforchrist.com.